Hello, hello. Tis I, Richard Dixon, Talk995, Talk995.com. When you are in need of a fine piece of jewelry, don't waste your time, don't waste your money. Head straight to Anthony and Company Jewelers. All right, sure, you want to shop around? You're a guy who likes to shop around. So am I. I understand. I did. I was trying to buy my then-wife an emerald ring, and I did a lot of research on emeralds. I mean, I became an emerald expert. We're going back about 25 years here. And I, after going from place to place to place to place, I found a couple that I liked. I wasn't crazy about the price of most of them. And then I walked into Anthony & Company Jewelers, which was, at the time, just started selling to the public. They've been at it for 50 years, but 25 of those, 23, 24, something like that, were wholesale. And so they had just opened up to start selling to the public. And I looked at this emerald ring. I said, is this these real emeralds, these lab-grown? They said, we don't have lab-grown emeralds here. We don't sell that crap. And I said, can I see the price on that? And they gave it to me, and I looked at it, and I said, this can't be right. After the shopping that I've done, I know for a fact that what you have here is worth far more than what you're asking for it. And they said, no. No, that's just what other jewelers are charging. See, if you don't want to get ripped off, you shop and you buy here, and we don't rip you off. It's just that simple. I kid you not, the difference was astounding, and I've found that to be true since then on every piece of jewelry I've ever purchased from Anthony and Company Jewelers. Now, you can take my word for it, or you can do your own shopping around. But a place that can fit every budget is going to be very, very interested in ensuring your satisfaction. I don't know what else to tell you. Anthony and Company Jewelers, these are the right guys. Largest selection, lowest price, guaranteed. Get on it. Anthony and Company Jewelers. All right, Megan Barth is with us, ReaganBabe.com, ReaganBabe.com. We got a few folks who want to talk about yesterday's verdict, Megan, but not a lot of people. I think there are folks who are kind of looking at it and going, well, so that's over. Not according to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, even though the system worked the way it was supposed to. They feel like the system still needs reworking. What's the feeling in your neck of the woods?
Well, it will never be enough for the Marxist left, because their idea of justice isn't your typical American ideal of justice, which is blind justice. They're all about social justice, which means defunding the police, or as they now call it, reimagining the police. But honestly, what other outcome did we expect? The judge did not sequester the jury. The jury was exposed to nightly rioting, arson, chants in front of the Hennepin courthouse. We had elected officials, including the president and Maxine Waters, making commentary that there was only one right verdict. And Maxine Waters, quite frankly, has used this inflammatory, insightful rhetoric, the exact type of rhetoric they claimed Trump made on January 6th, even though he said to march peacefully and protest on the Capitol. Maxine Waters basically said that they need to continue the rioting. And the riots will continue. It will never be enough for the Marxist left until they burn down every community in order to rebuild it in Obama and Valerie Jarrett's image. They did this to Ferguson. They did this to Baltimore. They now did it to Minneapolis, in Brooklyn Park. We saw the riots in Los Angeles, which has still never recovered, and that is Maxine Waters' district. And we saw BLM, which is basically burn, loot, and murder, surround a semi, which last night, after the verdict came through, the guilty on all charges, and that gave me memories of Reginald Denny.
Oh, yeah.
So the Marxist left will not be happy until we either have won a civil war or they or a race war, quite frankly, or they have torn down all of the communities that they helped destroy over generations because of their leadership. And so this is all just another ploy of getting more federal money in order to create the reparations that they have promised the black community. You know, I don't think we have a policing problem in this country. We have some bad cops, just like we have some bad doctors, just like we have some bad teachers, etc. What we have is a parenting problem in this country. Because what we saw in Chicago, for example, after a 13-year-old kid was out at 2 in the morning with a gun shooting at cars with a 21-year-old, that somehow is the police's fault and not the parents' fault. Then we have a 16-year-old or a 15-year-old girl with a knife in Columbus yesterday trying to stab another black girl. I guess a female cop, if I'm not mistaken, shoots her a few times in order to save the other black girl, and somehow that's the cop's fault. And the mother, who never had really custody of her, claims that she was just a motherly figure. Well, sure. My mother was not wielding knives, steak knives or what have you, at other innocent people threatening to stab them or kill them. But it's a parenting problem. It's a cultural problem specific within the black community. And until the black community teaches their children to stay out of the system, then they aren't going to have a problem with the system.
You know, there was a voice. We're chatting with Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, on the Birmingham Broker Hotline. There was a voice that many years ago was looked at in the black community as respectful and respectable. And he came out and said, look, you want to improve your lot in life? How about this? Stop selling crack. Pull your pants up. Learn the King's English. Get those stupid grill out of your mouth and actually have, you know, decent teeth. Dress nicely. Go to a job interview. Learn a thing or two. And then actually get a job and improve your place in society. This is how you're going to make the black community better. Stop having kids out of wedlock. Stop having sex with everything that moves. Stop doing drugs. These are all the things you need to do if you want to improve the black community. That guy was Dr. Bill Cosby. And he got shut down as a result of it, because there were people out there that really didn't like what he was saying. Now, he may have also engaged in a lot of activity that put him where he is today, but it's sort of interesting how that slid under the radar for all these years until he started saying things that leaders in the black community didn't want to hear, which is, guys, at least 50% of this, and probably more like 80% of this, lies at your doorstep. You want to improve your situation. You have all the tools to do it. Instead, you sit and you whine and you cry and you blame systemic racism.
Well, it's a cop-out, isn't it? It's just like your typical Democrat mantra. They refuse to take accountability or responsibility for their actions over decades of them managing decline, specifically within these inner cities that we now are witnessing are on fire. They refuse to apologize for it. They just continue to throw money at it, and the money honestly never goes to the inner city. It goes to the pockets of the administrators. It gets lost in big government bureaucracies and never really makes it down to the street. It certainly doesn't make it to education. And that's truly one of the fundamental problems in the inner city communities, is the lack of a quality education. Instead, what quality education to the left now is teaching these kids that they're victims, teaching these kids to look through a kaleidoscope of color instead of the content of character. And so generational poverty is not only born out of unwed mothers, but it's also born out of the absence of fathers, as well as a lack of a good quality education. And the Democrats own all of this. So the deflection, of course, is to blame the system, right?
Oh, sure.
The big boogeyman that they really can't point at unless that person has a badge. But if that person has a badge that is saving another black life from a 15-year-old crazed maniac with a knife, somehow it's the officer's fault, not the parents' fault, not the kid's fault, not the wielding maniac with a knife, but the press, of course, and Valerie Jarrett. She came out of the rock that she's been hiding under for years. She again said, well, the cops should have broken up the knife fight. Okay. Right.
Well, they did. They did in a very, very serious way. Why is it that people always feel like they're law enforcement experts when this thing goes down? I just talked about something that the New York Post had printed. It was a 12-year-old's birthday party Saturday in Louisiana, and gunfire erupted. There was some sort of feud that broke out. And yes, everybody at the party was African American. 9 kids between the ages of 12 and 18 were shot. 9 kids. Now, none of them were dead. They were injured. 2 of them still hospitalized. And the police showed up. Nobody saw nothing, Megan. Nobody saw nothing. Right. Nobody could. Nobody. And I'm looking at them and I'm going, And you think somehow you're going to solve the problem? Somehow the police are the problem? I look at this and I think, maybe it's you.
Right. And Jim Jordan actually had a great exchange with a Democrat, I believe today or yesterday, regarding the spike in crime where cities have defunded the police, whether it be L.A., New York, Baltimore, Portland. They have had triple-digit, 100% in some cases, spike in murders, homicides, shootings, etc. This is the chaos that the Democrats are sowing and continuing to sow within the inner city. If you ask any Black American out there that hasn't been bamboozled by the big lie that the Democrats sell them, they don't want to defund the police. They actually want safety and security. I bet you any money that the people at that party that you spoke of dialed 911. They didn't call a healthcare worker. They didn't call a social worker. They didn't call their relatives. They dialed 911. The only pandemic, Richard, I would like to see from here on out is the blue flu, because policemen across the country have targets on their chest, not only because of this verdict, but because of the inflammatory rhetoric that is coming out of the mouths of elected Democrats from the West Coast to the East Coast. Let the inner cities and let the Democrats fend for themselves. I am all for a blue flu. If they want anarchy, they can get anarchy.
And by the way, there's not a single poll out that shows that the majority of people want to defund the police. Not a one. Even right. African-Americans are like, oh, hell no. 60, 65, 67% of African-Americans are like, no, we don't want to defund the police. That's crazy. Our neighborhood would go up in flames tomorrow if we did that. Anyway, we got to take a break. We're chatting with Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Stick around. We'll be right back. The problem with having Prince as a bumper music is I sometimes forget that I'm actually doing a radio show. But you see what I mean? That and Seven are on the same album, and they've got the same kind of sound, right? That's what I'm talking about, is that every one of his albums had its own particular sound. It sounded like itself, and then he'd move on and do another album. You know, Around the World in a Day doesn't sound at all like Controversy, okay? That's all I'm saying. 220, Richard Dixon, Parrot Structural Services, helping to bring you portions of today's show. ParrotSS.com, you've got a foundation problem, they have the answer for you. What they do is, well, they've been at it for a really long time. They seek out the problem, if there is one, and they'll tell you flat out there isn't, all right? So whether you're cracking, you're leaning, you're crumbling, you're sinking, you notice some things like doors opening and closing. They're not really going the way they're supposed to. Hitting the door frame, not closing properly. Cracks on the inside and the outside that seem to match up. These are all minor things. I mean, these are some of the most obvious signs that you have a foundation problem, but there's so much more, and you can find out more on their website, ParrotSS.com, ParrotSS.com. If you have a problem with your foundation, you want to act on it immediately. Do not let it become worse, because it affects your whole house. 668-2626, ParrotSS.com, licensed, bonded, insured, and E-Verify compliant. That's Parrot Structural Services. Joining us on the Birmingham Broker Hotline, the one and only Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, ReaganBabe.com. I think it's interesting that the Biden Department of Justice under Merrick Garland is going to now investigate the Minneapolis Police Department. I can't help but feel like, hold on a second, you had the chief of police speaking out against Derek Chauvin. You had other police in the hierarchy speaking out and actually testifying against Derek Chauvin. They fired the guy. They made sure that charges were filed against him in the city of Minneapolis and the state of Minnesota. And now you're going to go in and you're going to look and see, well, maybe there's a problem here. I'm a little confused about the whole thing. Didn't this go the way they wanted it to? What am I missing here?
No, you're not really missing anything except for the fact, like I had said in the opening segment, that Marxists will never be satisfied with any outcome, because as many of them said on Twitter last night, as Joe Biden and Kamala came out yesterday and spoke, as Kamala's sister had said, you know, basically we're just getting started. This is not justice, they claim. Justice will be when they completely reimagine the police department, whatever the hell that means. And so, again, as I said before, police are now the perpetrators, and everyone, including criminals, are victims. So what we have is a spike in crime across all major cities, even cities that have a majority black police force or at least people of color.
Like Birmingham.
We have women police chiefs. Correct. We have women police chiefs. We have black police chiefs. We have Hispanic police chiefs. But that's simply not enough for the left. The left is hell-bent under Joe Biden's rule, if you will, his implemented rule, and he's really not the one pulling the strings. We're not really sure, but I claim it's Valerie Jarrett and Barack Obama. This is
I'm with
Barack
you on
Obama's
that.
Third term.
I think Susan Rice is in the mix too. But yeah, I would say that there's a cabal behind the scenes that every time Joe moves his mouth, you know, you can see Barack's lips move just a little bit. Just saying.
Absolutely, and so what this investigation? It's another waste of time. However, they have to make sure they cross all their I's and all of their T's so they can have some sort of excuse for the reimagination of policing in this country, which where I said all of these cities that have reimagined the police by defunding them by hundreds of millions or tens of millions of dollars have seen an inordinate spike in homicides, armed robberies, and other violent crimes. Move out of the cities if you can, people. I know that you guys are probably surrounded by the country, but move out of the cities because it's only going to get worse.
We live in a MAGA, really just a nirvana. You know, I mean, you get out of the city, you live in the country, and all the stuff that the left claims they want, no racism, no homophobia, everybody gets along and sings kumbaya. Everything they claim they want is what we have. And yet they seem to be unable to create it in their own cities for some reason. Megan Barth, a pleasure as always. We'll do it again next Wednesday, hopefully under happier circumstances when we're not so one note. In the meantime, have a fabulous week.
You too. Thanks so much.
All right. There you go. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, ReaganBabe.com. I got to get to some of the state news. There's a bunch. We haven't touched on it yet this week because, well, we've only had 2 days so far. First news now. Picture this. Your home being worth anywhere from 6 to 10% more than it was just a year ago. And my guess is you probably didn't have your home appraised a year ago or even 2 years ago, right? If you got a mortgage 2 years ago, do you know you could still save one percentage point right now by refinancing? I'm not saying you should. I'm just saying it's an option. And if you call Weber Mortgage, they can talk you through it and tell you what all can be done. Look, I always say, tell them where you want to end up, and they'll tell you how to get there. Well, I've always wanted to travel more, and I just don't have the money. Yes, you do. You're sitting in it. It's called your house. We can make that happen for you. Okay, I need some home improvements. I have got some people that are moving in with me. I got some people that are moving out. I want to change this room around. I want things to do. Yeah, I got to put an elevator in. Whatever. I'm telling you, this is the time. Weber Mortgage is the guys, or girls, as the case may be, because they got both there. 270-5550, 270-5550. Don't try to figure this out for yourself. Put it in the hands of the experts who are doing 100 mortgages a week, because they know their stuff. WeberMortgage.com, 1B, WeberMortgage.com, whatever kind of loan you want, if you want to do a renovation, if you're looking to get some cash out, if you want to pay off some high-end credit cards, whatever it is. Weber Mortgage can lend a hand. 270-5550, NMLS number 219938. Make the call. You will not regret it. All right. Let's cover some of the stuff that we haven't touched upon thus far today, and most of that includes state-based stuff. No bond for the woman involved in that deadly street racing accident killing the 52-year-old grandmother who was on her way home from work. This woman, of course, was engaged in this street racing. She crossed the median, the middle line. She hit this 52-year-old grandmother, killed her. She walked away and then later posted a video about how it was this woman's fault that she crossed the line, et cetera, et cetera. And it was a profanity-laced video that she put on social media. She then immediately jumped bail and ran to Atlanta and was tracked down and brought back. So good for the judge saying, yeah, no bail. No bond. You're going to sit here. You're going to cool your heels. This woman had been in trouble with the law before a couple of times, as a matter of fact, and was actually out on bond when this accident took place. I have a sneaking suspicion that Julia Tutwiler is calling her name, and we are not going to hear from her again for a really, really long time. This is a weird story. Amtrak wants to bring passenger trains back to Mobile. Mobile doesn't want it. Right now, you can still take the Crescent, and you can take it to New Orleans. You can take it from Washington, D.C. to New Orleans, okay? But you don't really pass through Mobile. You kind of sidestep Mobile. And that happened some years ago. And now Mobile, you know, they've got a lot of freight there. They've been working on, of course, making Mobile Bay deeper and the port there. They're trying to make sure that they get bigger ships in and they can handle larger. So there's a lot of trains that are bringing stuff to the port. CSX trains. There's something like 7 to 12 of them, depending on what day it is. And it's not just CSX. It's others as well. But they are bringing a lot of stuff to port that then gets shipped off to other countries. Under the agreement that had been in place in the past and would no doubt be picked back up again were this to happen, Amtrak would have to, all those trains that are carrying stuff would have to yield to Amtrak trains, thereby slowing down the stuff. Look, this is a delicate dance having to do with where the trains go, and I don't even want to be involved in it. I would prefer to never have to work in that industry, although it pays very well from what I understand. Because it is a very delicate dance, and it's something like being an air traffic controller except in two dimensions, right? Which makes it a little bit harder because you can't tell one train, go up 10,000 feet. Doesn't work that way. And so to say that all of these cargo trains have to stop in order to let the Amtrak train with six passengers get through seems to me ludicrous. And so Mobile is saying, we don't want this. We don't want it. We don't want Amtrak to come back. We're not interested in passenger trains. And Amtrak says, a big deal. We don't care. We're going to do it anyway. They actually funded a study. Amtrak was funding a study about what kind of impact it would have on Mobile. They did that, and it was supposed to be like a year-and-a-half-long study. After 6 months, they canceled it, and they went, never mind, we're going to do it anyway. We really don't care about the impact on Mobile. Amtrak is almost a perfect example of how not to run a business. You have one of the most efficient methods of moving people across large spaces. You know, because you can move a lot of people for very little fuel. And, you know, granted, you're only ending up, like, in the city. And once you're in the city, you have to get a cab or Uber or whatever to get you exactly where you want to go. But let's say, for instance, you wanted to travel from here to, for instance, New Orleans. You can do it for relatively inexpensive. You can move a lot of people there fairly easily and fairly inexpensively. It's going to take 7 hours instead of 5 hours because they make all those stops. But still, the problem is, if you were to go to the dining car and order a hamburger, do you have any idea? You want to take a guess at how much a hamburger on a dining car at Amtrak costs? $18. You're thinking, well, I mean, you get the china, you get the plate, you get the fries, you know, you get the little lettuce leaf, the kale on the side there. No. For $18 on an Amtrak dining car, you get a foil-wrapped hamburger that is probably cold because it wasn't cooked on the train. It was cooked back at your where you left from, and then it was kind of kept warm on the train. Ask me how I know. I did this once. The amount of subsidy that takes place from the federal level to Amtrak to keep them running is insane. Any other company, any other business, and I say this about farmers all the time. I'm like, you know, maybe it's time we stop spending tax dollars to shore these guys up and see where we stand. It's just become such a standard thing that we do, and we've done it with farmers forever. Are there farmers that can make it on their own? Yes, many of them are major corporations. And they can absolutely make it on their own. They don't need government subsidies, but they take advantage of every one of them. And then you got Amtrak, which isn't even like an outfit. It's not even a – we're not talking about a section of the economy. You're talking about one company, Amtrak, that is being subsidized to the hilt by the federal government to continue to do things that nobody seems to want. Now, look, on the East Coast, Washington to New York, Connecticut, Philadelphia, Boston, yes, absolutely. Those things are used all the time. That's great. When was the last time you think about all the people you know? When was the last time any of them rode a train anywhere? You still get people taking the train from, say, Milwaukee to Chicago. That's a short trip. I made that trip once. It's a very nice trip. It's a short trip, and because it is a short trip, you get a lot of people who are taking that trip. But, you know, you start talking about, I'm going to go to California and I'm going to take the train. Well, congratulations. It's going to take you several days. It won't cost you as much as it would to drive, but you're at the mercy of the railway, and you've just blew half your vacation on the train trying to get where you were trying to go. Flying would be much faster, and while it would be more expensive in the long run, you'll get more vacation days out of the deal. That's why railroads don't work in America, why they haven't worked in America. And the fact that they're trying to force themselves on the city of Mobile while Mobile is actively telling them, don't come here, we don't want you, is another problem that Amtrak has. It's another problem with rail lines in the United States of America. We're really good at moving freight with them, not so good at moving people. It is believed that gaming is going to get a House floor vote. We honestly believe that that is going to make it to the floor, and if it does, there is every hope that it is going to pass and then eventually get signed by the governor. And then it's got to get, of course, in front of the people for a state constitutional amendment. When and if we get closer, we'll break it down a little bit. Right now, Gene is in Holly Pond. He's got thoughts on Amtrak. Gene, you're on Talk 99.5. What is on your mind?
Yeah, what you're saying about Amtrak, I'm an engineer for a major railroad, and what you're saying is exactly true. We sit in sidings and, you know, wait, oh, why we need to wait? Well, Amtrak's coming, and we sit, and we sit, and you're lucky if you see six people on the thing. But I'm telling you, the government is subsidizing them and paying us railroads to let them do that. And it sucks for us, but... you know, here they go, you know, and it's
a little insane.
A waste of money.
Yeah, it's a little insane. Look, if you can't make it as a railroad, by the way, CSX is doing just fine. If you can't make it as a railroad without the government pouring money into your coffers, then maybe you shouldn't be in the railroad business. And, exactly. You know, I'm a free market guy. I'm always going to be a free market guy. That makes people mad sometimes. Anyway, Gene, thank you for backing me up. I appreciate it.
Hi, man.
Nice to hear from an engineer. It's 2:42, a quick break. We'll be back in a moment. Don't go away. Hey, 2:46. Holy cow, time it doth fly. Doth it not? I am Richard Dixon. This is my show. Leland Live is coming your way next. Work Trucks is bringing you portions of this. Work Trucks downtown at 2324 3rd Avenue South. You're in a business. You own a business. You're a decision maker in a business, and you need a new vehicle. Well, you need another vehicle. Instead of going and buying new and eating that depreciation, why not go to Work Trucks, find the exact truck you want, may have a few miles on it, but it's been through a 120-point inspection. It is well taken care of. Many still have their original factory warranties on them, which is nice. You're going to get an extended warranty if you like. They also have, of course, trade, you can finance. All of that stuff is available right there at Work Trucks downtown, 2324 3rd Avenue South. Every kind of truck you could possibly imagine for work, it is called Work Trucks for a reason. So go. Make your best deal. You're going to be pleasantly surprised. They'll outfit it the way you like. You don't have to ever buy new again. And save all that money. Put it right to the bottom line. Work Trucks with an X, LLC.com. Work Trucks with an X, LLC.com. Downtown 2324 3rd Avenue South. I'm still peeved that somehow Quiznos, of which there were several locations, Quiznos is no longer with us in the Birmingham area. There's one in Huntsville and there's one in Mobile. How did they screw up so badly? Can
they
I ask
went with that weird advertising campaign with those weird looking creatures, man, and yeah, it turned a bunch of people off.
I guess so. I mean, it was odd. The sponge monkeys were weird, but I'll tell you what, the sandwiches were incredible. I used to go to the one in Homewood all the time, right by the Little Professor. And, oh, gosh, I just loved what they did there. Now, it wasn't like Subway. It wasn't the kind of place you go if you're trying to get kind of a low-cal sandwich or you're dining on a diet. You know, Quiznos was all about the loaded down with everything, and it was easy to get the double meat, and you could get it designed the way you wanted. And, you know, it was a sandwich shop that made them to your specification. And the pepper bar. Remember the pepper bar? Where you could go put whatever kind of peppers you wanted on your sandwich, and then
spicy.
They had various hot sauces, and, oh, yeah. I wore that thing out, man. Sometimes I would just load up my plate with jalapenos and just sit there and eat them because there's something wrong with me. Well, now there's even a bigger reason to miss them. They have now introduced a new twist on a classic, the New Orleans muffaletta. It's called the Big Easy Sandwich. And I'm looking at a picture of it here, and all I'm thinking is, why can't I have one of these? The Big Easy features 1/3 pound of ham, salami, and capicola, all topped with melted provolone, red onions, Italian olive salad, lettuce, tomatoes, and yellow mustard on a toasted round focaccia roll. I would forego the tomatoes and probably the mustard as well. Go for the traditional muffaletta, although warmed up, which I do love. They're also honoring healthcare workers with a new Pay It Forward program where customers are invited to join Quiznos in showing their appreciation by purchasing an 8-inch sub for a healthcare worker for $5.95. Donations then distributed on a monthly basis to various healthcare systems around the country. Come on, people. Let's get Quiznos back. Schlotsky's, too. Can we get Schlotsky's back? Am I asking too much with that?
There's still one on 280. You just got to drive all the way out to 280.
Yeah. No, there is one there. I remember I passed it and I thought, is that place still open? Oh, my God. Love it. Red Robin launching a new bacon jammin' burger and a new bacon jammin' wings as part of their bacon bash lineup. I've still never in my life set foot in a Red Robin. Is that bad?
You're missing out on some good burgers, man. I'm telling you.
I like the bottomless fries.
The bottomless steak fries are awesome.
Bottomless steak fries. I love steak fries. Now you got to be careful. Don't fall in because you'll never be seen again. They're bottomless.
Well, you got to eat your way out.
Yeah,
luckily that would make sense. Can just subsist on potatoes.
Just ask the Irish. The new bacon jam and burger features a gourmet burger, a beef burger patty, savory sweet bacon jam. Sounds good to me. Hardwood smoked bacon strips, yum. Bacon aioli, keep that bacon coming. Cheddar cheese, red onions, lettuce, and tomato on a sesame seed bun. Once again, foregoing the tomato, I'm all about it. Bacon jam and wings features your choice of bone-in or boneless wings topped with savory sweet bacon jam, bacon crumbles, cherry peppers, and barbecue brown sugar glaze, all served on a bed of Yukon kettle chips. They also include a caramel and cookie crumb milkshake. Shut up. It's got bacon in it. Shut up. Candied bacon. You can actually just pull the bacon out and eat it. It's like there's a slice of candied bacon that they just shove in there. I'll take two, please. I'll take two. I'm not a big fan of K-pop. You like the K-pop? Anybody a fan?
I like J-pop. I'm more about the Japanese. Korean's okay, but I prefer the Japanese stuff. I know I'm
K-pop's
weird.
Little weird. Japanese pop, little weird as well. It's a matter of taste. I understand people who get it, which is the difference between that and, say, techno
dubstep.
Yeah, Euro techno stuff. I mean, just the worst ever. The worst. And you know I'm saying this because I know Jason Lee is listening and he can hear me and he's just doing a slow burn right now in the newsroom because it's the worst thing ever. And no. Look, different strokes for different folks. I'm a live and let live kind of guy.
You want to honor Yoko Ono since we honored Prince today? Tomorrow,
I do not.
Nothing but Yoko?
No, I'm going to pass on that one. I mean, you can do it if you want to. I don't know who you're going to get to host. But McDonald's is now offering a BTS meal. Ben's signature order includes a 10-piece chicken McNuggets, medium fries, medium Coke, and for the first time ever in the U.S., sweet chili and Cajun dipping sauces inspired by popular recipes from McDonald's South Korea. It's about damn time we got those sauces here. They've been holding that on us for too long.
We still don't get Szechuan sauce as a regular sauce.
Bastards. Where do they get off?
Just because it was the most amazing sauce, and then Rick and Morty brought it back up, and people wanted it.
Yeah.
And they completely forgot about us. You know, they're abandoning us. Szechuan. We want their processed chicken nuggets.
I love Szechuan. I love Szechuan anything. If it has Szechuan next to it, I would eat Szechuan cauliflower, which is saying a lot because I hate cauliflower. And now Dr. Prager's has introduced a new cauliflower veggie burger. That's it. I'm done. Shoot me now. You can take me home. I don't care anymore. It's made with 6 different vegetables, including cauliflower, zucchini, and peas. Offers 9 grams of protein per serving. You know what else offers a lot of protein per serving? A real manly man.
Why are they trying to make us eat stuff that tastes like meat when we have meat?
Why is Thomas introducing a new cinnamon bun English muffin? If you want a cinnamon bun, have a damn cinnamon bun. If you want an English muffin, have an English muffin. Why have we decided to do some sort of Isle of Dr. Moreau bizarre combination of cinnamon bun and toasted English muffin? Stop trying to shove these two things into the same word. Not gene splicing here. I'm uncomfortable with the whole situation.
What about a cinnamon roll Pop-Tart? Would you do that?
Hell yeah. Now you're talking my language. Talk to me about you and I. We need to put this together. Cinnamon roll Pop-Tart. Let's get started immediately. That's it for me. Lila Live comes your way next. I'll be back tomorrow at noon with a new cinnamon roll Pop-Tart. Talk then at 9:05. Bye-bye now.